Since the tumultuous integration of the University of Mississippi 40 years ago, students and administrators have worked to transform the school. NPR's Cheryl Corley and David Molpes continue their report from Oxford, Mississippi.
One, two, and three, and
go your way.
Although James Meredith integrated Ole Miss in 1962, it wasn't until the 1990s that blacks and whites sang together in the student gospel choir. At first, the group was called the Black Student Union Gospel Choir. Assistant Dean Lloyd Holmes, who sang with the choir as a student, says the group reached out to whites when it changed its name to the University of Mississippi Gospel Choir.
We felt that so many individuals would probably see the Black Student Union Gospel Choir as a choir only for African Americans. And because of the message that we were giving, we didn't want to be perceived as an organization that was just for African Americans. We wanted to be an organization that sent out the message that we want to send, and we know that more than African Americans can do that.
And typically, each year, a small number of white students do join the nearly 90-member choir, among them freshman Bill Walker of Alabama, who talked about the choir during a break outside.
I bought a couple CDs, and my parents gave me a couple, and I don't know, I fell in love with the music, the way they sing, and it's just, I just love the music. We have a blast.
The choir has become one of the school's greatest recruiting assets, sending the message that blacks and whites can work together at Ole Miss. Also, it doesn't hurt that the gospel choir recently won a Grammy nomination for one of its CDs.
Another group working to cross the racial divide on campus is called SEED, Students Envisioning Equality Through Diversity. It's a mixture of black, white, and foreign students. They have a website and hold monthly meetings in different dormitories to discuss sensitive social, political, and racial issues. One of the challenges, though, is getting past the Southern tradition of politeness. Mary Beth Lassiter is a graduate student in Southern Studies.
I think that's one of the main hindrances to the conversation is because all our mamas taught us to be polite and say nice things and smile at different people. And I think in many circumstances that was wonderful, but in conversations about race, polite conversation doesn't affect change. People need to sit in a group and say, okay, we're not being polite and feelings may get hurt, but this needs to be said.
The university requires all students to take a course on Ole Miss history aimed in part on honoring diversity.
Still, separation is a fact of life on the Ole Miss campus, even if it's self-imposed. Probably the most segregated groups on campus are student Greek organizations, which still dominate much of campus social life. But there are signs of change in this arena, too.
A white fraternity, Beta Theta Pi, that was banned from campus because of an ugly racist incident, is back on campus after a 12-year hiatus. But the new members are a far cry from the former ones and say their alumni shamed them. One of the new group's first efforts is to arrange parties or swaps with a black fraternity. Beta member Bob Reeve.
We, as a fraternity, have to strive that much harder to put our past behind us and try to make things as correct as we can.
Reeve says the new Betas want to move beyond superficial acquaintances with African Americans.
It's been hard, but I believe it's working, and it'll always be a work in progress.
There's only one black fraternity on Fraternity Row at the university. The Phi Beta Sigma house was burned down in a still unsolved case of arson back in the 1980s. Sigma Vernon Rayford says black and white Greeks helped rebuild a new home for the black frat.
And on move-in day, the presidents of the white fraternities as well as some black fraternities and sororities assisted with the move-in.
Since then, the Sigmas, along with the white fraternity, Alpha Tau Omega, helped start a major fundraising banquet honoring a black football player, Chucky Mullins, who later died from his injuries on the field. The relationship was tested last year when members of the white fraternity dressed in blackface during a Halloween prank. The white fraternity has been suspended. Phi Beta Sigma president Jason Thompson says, though, the two groups will work together in the future.
Because in anything like that, you know, in any type of organization, there will be a few people, you know, who are going to do things that reflect badly on the organization. I don't want to say it did not in any way really affect our relationship with the white Greek population, you know. You know, it just helps us, you know, understand people more.
It's just been 40 years since black students who walk the lush rolling hills of the Ole Miss campus would have been totally unwelcome. The vestiges remain. The last day here, a parked van displayed bumper stickers supporting the Confederate cause and the Ku Klux Klan. A rare display, to be sure, but for many students here, there is both a complacency and comfort in sticking to their own kind. Others recognize that the struggle with the school and the state's racial history continues, and many believe they, like James Meredith, are catalysts of change simply by attending the university.
What struck me most on this visit as a Mississippi expatriate is the overall civility of the place, even on race. As one white alumnus said about giving up the song Dixie, if it will help the football recruiters, I'm all for it. Whatever the motives, Ole Miss has come a long way towards the more inclusive identity it desires. Also, there's an amazing degree of earnestness and optimism that spreads across racial lines. Vonderis Gordon, a black senior, echoes the view of many about the future of Ole Miss.
I don't think there's an institution in this country I'm prouder, you know, having any affiliation with. Right now, we're going to start off with this celebration, I think, and like I said, we're going to open some cans, but we've got some incredible people here. We've got some incredible minds, some incredible hearts, and some damn good intentions.
A remarkable testament to those intentions will be on display tomorrow when the university pays special honors to the U.S. Marshals and Army troops who defended James Meredith against the white mob.
Chancellor Robert Kayat says the university may have ducked this history in the past, but no more.
To me, the significance of this is to acknowledge the reality of the past, but the commitment of the people to move this university forward. As tragic as the James Meredith incident was, it absolutely turned out to be a victory.
The Ole Miss story could end up being a guide for the nation.
As one Southern saying puts it, Mississippi is just like everywhere else, only more so. I'm David Malpas.
And I'm Cheryl Corley in Oxford, Mississippi.
Our coverage of the University of Mississippi was produced by Michael Fields and Marisa Penalosa and edited by Janet Domowitz.